Most people would rather assemble a 300-piece cabinet than search for insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody for being tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a wonderful Wednesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've had a busy one. Rashee Rice's suspension, Joe Mixon's injury, Thielen returning to Minnesota, Kyle Hamilton's extension, Bill Belichick embracing gold diggers. We talked about Taylor Townsend telling Yelena Ostapenko, go back home, you suck. Yeah, I like some beef in tennis, okay? Juwan Jennings, we talked about him. John Lynch says we ain't trading you. Get over it. You can't always get what you want, right? We talked about Tom Brady. Tom Brady now has more access for pregame coverage, pre-production with Fox. You'll see more of Cam Newton on ESPN signing a multi-year extension. And apparently in a last-ditch effort to do something with his life at 73 years old, Skip Bayless is now going to be on Gilbert Arenas' network to talk football with Aqib Talib. Okay, whatever. Whatever works. Hey, a big shout-out to Carrington Harrison for joining us from The Drive in Kansas City, from here on the Infinity Sports Network. Appreciate him. If you missed that conversation as we talked about the Chiefs, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. In a few minutes, in a few seconds, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. I do it every Wednesday. Today, we're going to take a look at all these athletes in media. I'm going to give you my top six athletes in sports media today. Who's engaging? Who's the best? Who's entertaining? Yeah, my top six list is coming in a few minutes. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Find me online at JR Sport Brief. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, before I give you this top six list, let's hit the phone lines real quick here. Todd has been so kind to call us from Maryland. Todd, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, quickly.
Yes, real quick, my brother. Tom Brady's salary. Do you know what his salary is? And I'll take it off the air.
Yes. Well, how you going to ask him for a loan? I know how much it is. You need some money?
Yes. Well, if he's making that much, he's making, I think, a handful.
I think he's making more than it. He's making a couple of Brinks trucks full. Tom Brady is getting paid a $37.5 million over 10 years to be this lead broadcaster, a lead analyst on Fox.
Is that right?
Yeah, $37.5 million a year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big money. I went in the wrong business, bro.
Yeah, well, look. It's not too late, Todd. I think you could bump Tom Brady out the way.
All right, Jer. Thanks, bud.
Right. Thank you, Todd, for calling from Maryland. Yeah, he's making a lot of money. We don't even know if he's good. It must be nice to live off your other achievements. We don't know if he's good. I don't know if he's a good broadcaster. I guess you are worth it if they're willing to pay you. $37.5 million? Okay. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to our producer. He needs to get paid $37.5 million. Shout outs to Ryan Botcher. Anyway, it's time for a new top six list, folks. Every single Wednesday, all this talk about media, who's going, who's coming, who's getting paid. I'm going to tell you the best athletes in media today. Let me give you a hint and a preview. Tom Brady is not on the list. Let's go.
Six, five, four, three, two, one. time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm giving you a top six list. I'm taking a look at my top six athletes in sports media today. It's a countdown. And so we got to start right here at this number.
Number six.
At number six, this is a cool dude. I met him before he started broadcasting. And I was like, he's a cool dude. He's a nice, nice guy. At number six, it's David Cone. Oh, you didn't expect David Cone's name, did you? You did not. This man is a multiple-time All-Star as a pitcher. He's a five-time World Series champion. He won a Cy Young and, damn it, perfect games. David Cone has done it all. He has experience. He's a pitcher's pitcher. But he's not one of these lame dudes who sits on TV and tries to explain to you a breaking ball like you're sitting in math class. He makes it fun. David Cone, upon finishing his career, well, I think it was finished in 2001. He started broadcasting on the YES Network for the Yankees in 2002. And then he went and pitched for the Mets the next year. And then he had to wait a while because George Steinbrenner said, you went to the enemy. He ended up getting back with the New York Yankees as a broadcaster. And he recently joined ESPN on Sunday Night Baseball, which we know is probably coming to a close rather soon. But I'll tell you this, David Cone is great because of his humor. Because of his honesty. On one second, he might be making a joke about Meg Thee Stallion, and you go, what the hell does he know about Meg Thee Stallion? Probably a lot. May know more than Klay Thompson. But anyway, David Cone, I remember one day, he was just sitting down with Dan Patrick, and he actually said, yeah, I cheated. Yeah, every now and then, I figured out how to cheat. No steroids, but listen to this.
And pine tar.
There's blurred lines again there. The pine tar is really a big issue nowadays. We used to think that pine tar just helped you in cold weather. It didn't improve your spin rate. Well, now we know it does. And then it's been proven with some of the new technology that a little extra sticky stuff on your fingers can help your curveball break a little better, a little sharper.
Where would you hide it?
I had it on my belt, had it on my glove. I got to cop out here. It's true. I did.
No,
I cheated. Okay, I did. I cheated. I did.
No, there's a lot of pitchers. I think it's rare when a pitcher doesn't.
Not exactly Alex Rodriguez lying to Katie Couric. But you get it. I enjoy it. Shout outs to David Cone. Always entertaining and honest. Like, yeah, I cheated. I used pine tar. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? David Cone, one of the best in sports media today. David Cone is number six. Where we going next?
Number five.
My top six athletes in sports media today. You didn't expect this one either. At number five, I'm giving you a former NBA champion, an NBA All-Star. I'm giving you Jeff Teague. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Oh, you forgot Jeff Teague was an All-Star, right? You forgot about him? He's an All-Star with the Atlanta Hawks. Hey, you forgot he was an NBA champ? Oh, yeah, his final season with the Milwaukee Bucks in 2021. Jeff Teague is an internet darling right now. Just off of his podcast, the 520 podcast, which I think has exploded over the past year. Now, I got to be honest, I have never sat down and listened to a full episode. But the 1 minute stories that this guy gives out is amazing. It's ridiculous. How about this? He's told two LeBron stories. He gives insight. He's probably one of the best storytellers. He talked about how he played for the Hawks, and LeBron James just whooped their behind at the end of the season. He's like, we own LeBron. We own LeBron. And LeBron was just like, I figured y'all out. Listen to Jeff Teague compliment LeBron.
We had beat the Cavs that year on the average of like 25, 26 every time we played. And we was blowing Bron and them out. And All-Star, he was like, hey, I figured y'all out. And I was like, what? I ain't never talked to Bron. I'm like, I figured y'all out. I know what y'all gonna do. I figured y'all out. So when we got to the playoffs, we was super confident. And he figured us out. All he did was put me in a pick and roll. I'm hedging. Eventually, you're gonna have to switch. I switch. Send a double. J.R. Smith hit 8 threes first game or something like that. Then Kevin Love. We like, help off Kevin Love. He hit 7 threes. He's like, man, it's over with. And he figured me out. It was over.
Yeah, he basically said LeBron figured us out and kept it moving from there. Very complimentary. a unique story. Jeff Teague had another story for a different time. There was one time LeBron James was wearing the Hawks out. Jeff Teague shoved the living hell out of him. He shoved LeBron. He shoulder checked him into the fifth row. Listen to this.
What was your issue when you pushed LeBron, bro? Why you do that?
Nigga, we was losing. So we're losing. He was beat my ass. I ain't win a playoff game against that ever. I was sick of the fans in Atlanta cheering for him. He running down the court. I said, you know what? I got something for you. Shoulder check this out there. I got so much hate mail.
If he would have been hurt, I would have killed you.
I'm like, hey, yo, I got to get off the internet. That's when I first deleted Instagram.
Yeah. He basically said, man, he was honest. I shoved the living hell out of LeBron because LeBron was kicking our ass. Reasonable. Now, you don't hear people beat. He shoved LeBron. He said people sending me death threats. Shout outs to Jeff Teague. He's one of the best in sports media today. He's number five. Where are we going next?
Number four.
At number four. Damn it. Man, Tom Brady took this guy's job. At number four, it's a three-time Pro Bowler, a 14-year career, a great tight end with the Panthers, the Bears, the Seahawks. It's Greg Olsen. Man, this guy was first on television when he was still playing. They put Greg Olsen on television as an analyst in 2017. He was available. They threw him on the TV. He's been great. And then when he finally retired, they threw him on TV on Fox. And then he was finally found out that he was keeping the seat warm for Tom Brady whenever he retired. He actually won a sports Emmy, and he still lost his job to Tom Brady. He's now on the B team. I don't know if Tom Brady is going to see his way through the other 9 years on his contract. But when Greg Olsen won that Emmy, he went up on the stage, and even he had a few jokes. Listen to this.
The Emmy goes to Greg Olsen. Oh, let's go, baby.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. You know, I think there's a lot of people wondering what I'm going to say right now. I don't know. You know, coming into tonight, you know, people ask me, they say, you know, what's your biggest threat to your future in the business? And everyone's like, oh, Brady and this. I think it's Andy from Toy Story. I think if he gets in, Collinsworth, Aikman, we're dead. These guys, you know, this is super cool. I don't know what the future holds. All I know is I love talking football. I love talking ball. I love studying it. I love seeing where the game is going. Wherever that takes me, whatever level it is, man, I'm more committed to the game of football now. I look forward to things ahead. Thank you guys so much.
Man, well, we knew it came ahead. It was thought that he and Kevin Burkhardt were ultimately going to replace Troy Aikman and also Joe Buck. And they were like, not so fast. We're going to replace you with Tom Brady. Ouch. And by the way, everybody knows he's a better analyst than Tom Brady. But Tom Brady is just Tom Brady. Sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles, right? It's Hollywood. It's money. It's advertisers. It's cash. Brady got a bigger name than Olsen. It doesn't matter if Olsen is better at his job. Greg Olsen, number four on my list. Top six sports athletes, or top six athletes in sports media today. Greg Olsen, four. Where we going next?
Number three.
Now, sometimes I cannot stand this guy. Does crazy things. He does crazy things on the basketball court. But his media career as an active athlete as well cannot be denied, especially when you factor in what he's already started on the media side. At number three on my list, I got Draymond Green. Yeah, four-time All-Star, four-time champ, Defensive Player of the Year. A guy needs to thank God he ended up playing next to Steph Curry. Also, 23 career ejections. One guy stepped on, couple guys choked, bunch of people kicked in the nuts, including LeBron. Jordan Poole punched. Draymond Green, we know he's going to be in media. He's going to be a pain in the ass, but he's going to be in media. Made a nice career for himself whenever he's done. I mean, he played with Kevin Durant. Draymond Green is so bold that he even talked about Kevin Durant leaving the Warriors. And he spoke like he didn't give a damn. He's just like, I know the guy regrets it. Listen to this.
When he decided that he was going to leave, I thought it was a mistake. I thought it was a mistake because I know Kevin. And what Kevin likes to do in his life, the number one thing in Kevin's life, and that's not the case for most people, basketball is 100% the most important thing in Kevin's life. It is the thing that he cares about himself more than anything in the world. And when Kevin was here, the reason I thought Kevin was making a mistake, because I felt like when Kevin was here, what he was allowed to do was to simply just go play basketball, right, which is what Kevin loves to do. And so it wasn't that he was going to play with Kyrie. It wasn't that, you know, everyone's like, oh, Kyrie isn't there. It wasn't any of that.
Listen, how many professional athletes will talk so openly about another guy's career like that? The answer is nobody. Nobody, especially when you think about two active players. Kevin Durant is not just an active player. He's one of the greatest players to ever pick up a basketball. And Draymond Green, yeah, he's good. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. He ain't in Kevin Durant's level. He may tell you, I got more rings than him. But at the same time, you not him. You don't have guys who are that bold. You don't have guys who are that open. Draymond Green will have an opinion about every and anything, even if sometimes it makes you go, damn, Draymond, just shut up. And sometimes that's more often than not. Draymond Green, number three on my list. Top six athletes in sports media today. Draymond three, where we going now?
Number two.
The Kelce brothers. Yes, both Jason and Travis. Their podcast is so big, maybe they could thank Taylor Swift. They signed a three-year, $100 million production deal last year with Amazon to produce their podcast. And I mean, damn it, last week they had on Taylor Swift. I appreciate the fact that they're also not shy to talk about things going on in the season. And we have a different perspective. These aren't things that we had years ago. Professional athletes like Draymond and the Kelce brothers, they'd have to call into radio shows. We don't need that anymore. A lot of these athletes, they are media stars in and of themselves. I wish more of the good ones would, you know, podcast, and the ones that aren't good, I wish they'd shut up and focused on their craft. But Jason and Travis, yeah, last week they had Taylor Swift. This week, actually today on their podcast, like, they were so open and honest in discussing, you know, Shador. Listen to Jason and then listen to Shador.
Rest assured, if the Browns and Kevin Stefanski felt that their best option and the most confident option they had to win games was Shador Sanders, they would be playing him. Like, that is not, they're not going to go out there and not do that. I don't believe that. I just don't. You can't
I'm
tell
with
me
you. I 100% I agree with you that, and they are doing probably the right thing. But I want to see I want to see 12 go out there and sling it. I want to see. Exactly. It's the most exciting. It's the attention. It's like, I think he's shown that he can be an NFL quarterback in the preseason. I think he's done a good job.
I like that. And shout outs to, well, that was Jason and Travis discussing Shador. And I'm sure Shador appreciates it. A lot of people want to see Shador. I want to see Shador. I want to see what he can ultimately do. Listen to that. The Kelce brothers, just like us, except for they're not. Oh, and then the other thing, they're going to be the second set of brothers to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame following the Sharps. Yeah, that was just a couple months, or just a month ago. Yeah, how about that? Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who I have here at number one. Who is the top athlete in sports media today? Who is it? It shouldn't be a shock. I'll fill you in on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There's a lot of news in the media today regarding athletes. Tom Brady getting a little bit more access to do his job with Fox. Cam Newton has a new multi-year contract with ESPN. Get used to seeing him yell with Stephen A. Smith. There's a lot going on. And so today, as I do every single Wednesday, I gave you a new top six list. Taking a look at some of the top athletes in sports media today, people who played the game, garner a lot of attention. These are individuals that I have on my list. I think they're great listens. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. At number six, here's a recap. At number six, I gave you David Cohn. This guy can tell you about pitching without sounding like a complete nerd. He sounds like the guy, you know, sitting down at the bar with you, but he's telling you about spin rates. He actually makes it interesting. At number five, I give you Jeff Teague. I think he's one of the best storytellers. This guy sits around and goes, yeah, why'd I knock out LeBron James? Because he was kicking our ass. I just shoved him. I said I had enough of this. I was sick and tired of losing. So, yeah, I shoved LeBron James into the crowd. Sorry. How many people admit things like that? At number four, he's one of the best football analysts, period. This guy called the Super Bowl. And they said, oh, forget it. This guy called the Super Bowl. He won two sport Emmys. And they basically said, Tom Brady's here, back of the line, kid. Greg Olsen is still great. I got him at number four on my list. And number three, top six athletes in sports media today. He's controversial. He's a pain in the ass. Sometimes I wish he'd shut up. But I appreciate the honesty of Draymond Green. At number two, athletes in sports media. I believe, well, I think they are. They're going to be the next brothers. Only the second brothers to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Jason and Travis Kelce with their New Heights podcast. I'm sure Taylor Swift has something to do with their popularity. But you can't deny they're actually pretty funny. And they come across as wealthy and rich as they are and successful. They still come across as everyday guys. As almost impossible as that is to be the case. I got them at number two on the list. Amazon said, here's $100 million in a production budget. Give us more content. Now, if I got the Kelce brothers at number two, top athletes in sports media today, that leaves us with one spot. And there's only one king of sports media. Damn it, he is one of the biggest and best media personalities. He's one of the best TV personalities that we've ever had in television history. What number are we up to?
Number one.
Charles Barkley. That's it. It's done. Charles Barkley, his career was cooked. He was done in 2000 after all-star appearances and MVPs and Hall of Fames, this and everything. What a world that we've lived in. Charles Barkley has had a longer career in sports media on TV than he did in the NBA. A. More people might actually know Charles Barkley at this point in time for his work on television. And this is sucked. He was one of the greatest NBA players ever. People probably remember him more so for being on TV and being an absolute hoot. Now, I know everybody hopes that he can still continue to be Mr. Funny on ESPN. I don't think he's going to change. He's bashed his old bosses at Warner Discovery. He's telling everybody at ESPN, y'all are not going to work me like a dog. I appreciate the honesty of Charles Barkley. There's only one him. One of my favorite things that Charles Barkley ever said was when he called those big old women in San Antonio big old women. His words, not mine, on the NBA on TNT. And then he came back and said, hey, my boss has asked me to apologize. Listen to what he said in response.
We got a minute. Can I say something?
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Okay. You know, I've heard from some complaints from the people of San Antonio.
Why would that be?
Let me just say this. I heard they were talking about us on some stupid show called The Talk the other day. I don't know what that is. I heard that some idiot in San Antonio started a blog. Let me just
What's the blog?
I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, I'm just going to have fun on TV. You know I'm joking. I say San Antonio got a great organization. They got the best point guard. They got the greatest power forward ever. Some of you people don't like my sense of humor. Is what I got to say. Turn off your damn television. I'm not going to change. If you don't like me or the show, turn it off. And they want me to apologize. That's not going to happen.
What
that's
they want not you to apologize for?
Me joking about those big old women down in San Antonio. So listen, y'all can write letters to your mama, your daddy, your uncle. I'm going to have fun on television. You know that I'm joking around, but if y'all waiting on me to apologize, hell going to freeze.
Wait, what are you apologizing for? I'm
trying to... those big old women down there.
Going on for 6 years.
And let me tell you, come on.
I think we're out of time.
Come on.
What do they eat?
Churros. Churros on the house.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up. And he has the green light, even if he doesn't have the green light, to say whatever is on his mind. He beat everybody to it. And now nowadays, everybody says what's on their mind, and everybody uses profanity, and they got to cuss, and they got to swear. Charles Barkley was ahead of everybody. Couldn't tell that man nothing because he is walking money. And so it doesn't matter if it's big old women down in San Antonio or Charles Barkley on Zion's weight. Listen to this from a few years ago.
Saw some footage of Zion Williamson that caught your guys' attention, and I'd like to see it now. So this is Zion warming up. We don't have him. It could be another 2-3 weeks, but Chuck, you had a visceral reaction to this.
It looked like me and Shaq had a baby. Big old dude, man. Like, I just look like I quit. I gotta get.
Hey, come on, man.
What did it look like, Chuck?
Like me and you had a baby. God.
He eat good in New Orleans.
Word about Chico.
I'm joking and I'm serious.
What do you look like?
It's like, ooh, say, we had a baby over the summer. Hey, you know what, Adam?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm concerned.
Okay.
I am really concerned about, you know, when I tell this story, and I'm being critical. It is what it is.
Moses Malone. Actually.
Moses Malone said to me, he said I was fat and lazy, and I started to cry a little bit.
And, really?
Yeah, I did. Because I couldn't kick his ass. Yeah. I mean, he was Moses Malone, but it was a turning point in my career.
Man, even when Charles Barkley is trying to be serious, or he's being critical. He's killing guys. And I could have gone on and on and on. There's certain things that he has said. I was like, let's not play that. Like when Charles Barkley started to talk about feeling up on people's bodies. And I don't, it's crazy. And then there's enough. I wanted to leave Anthony Davis alone. There are a million comments about Charles Barkley and Anthony Street Clothes Davis. You just go on YouTube and search Charles Barkley. And you could be in store for hours worth of content because he's been on TV now full time for 25 years. I don't expect him to change on ESPN. I guess the first thing out of his mouth on ESPN will be a wisecrack about how bad ESPN is. and I can't wait. My top six athletes in sports media today. People that I enjoy, people that I like listening to, people that I respect. And number six, I gave you David Cohn. And number five, I gave you Jeff Teague. And number four, I gave you Greg Olson. And number three, I gave you Draymond Green. And number two, two for the price of one, I gave you the Kelce brothers. And at number one, I gave you Charles Barkley. Oh, when Charles Barkley is done, oh, that show is finished. And the sports media space is going to be a worst place because Charles is gone. Phone lines are open. What active athlete, or not active, but what former athlete, what active athlete, who is talking, who's in sports media today that you really appreciate and enjoy? I just gave you my number one. His name is Charles Barkley. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Who's your favorite athlete in sports media today? I'll get to your calls. And you just heard Charles Barkley say, well, Zion looked like he and Shaq had a baby. There's a future star in the NFL who just announced that he just had a baby. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Most people would rather attend a corporate team building workshop than search for auto and home insurance.
Go team! Feel that synergy!
That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com.
Who's ready for the trust fall?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I just gave you a top six list. We went through some of the best, some of my favorite athletes in sports media today. Yeah, here's a quick recap. At number six, I gave you David Cohn. At number five, I gave you Jeff Teague. At number four, I gave you Greg Olson. At number three, I gave you Draymond Green. At number two, I gave you the Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason. And at number one on the list, I gave you Charles Barkley. Of course, there are more athletes in media today. There's so many. And I just told you today early in the show that Cam Newton has a new contract extension with ESPN. Tom Brady getting paid $37.5 million to be lead analyst on Fox. I mean, come on. We got Kendrick Perkins. I feel like I see a clip of him every other day. I don't think he says anything worth a damn. Everything is just a joke, it feels like, with Kendrick Perkins, and that's the other end of it. We have a lot of former athletes who feel the spaces just to say something wild and outlandish. Like, I'm far from a prude. I can't listen to Gilbert Arenas. It just is too over the top and ridiculous. I can't and will not kill any of my brain cells listening to Gilbert Arenas. But he garners a lot of attention and he's very successful. Good on him. You crack the code and you can make the money. Good on you. But the list that I just gave you, it's my fave. Who are some of your faves? Who are some of your favorite athletes to be in the space of sports media? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. 4ISN. I'm going to get to your calls, and then one of the clips we heard from Charles Barkley is Charles Barkley looked at Zion and he said, Zion Williamson looks like Shaq and I had a baby. And it's just like, damn. And then you know, people wonder, oh, people are killing the NBA product. I think the NBA is just fine. People out here exaggerating, just always complaining and whining about something. We got a bunch of whiny ass people here. People figured out that they could whine, yell, and scream and make money, and it's pretty pathetic. But anyway, I digress. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about someone who is having, damn it, who's someone who just had a baby. plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's a little bit of a hint. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. David is calling from L.A. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I don't have another athlete to add to the list. I just want to follow up on what you said about Charles Barkley. I think one of the things that makes him so endearing that we kind of underappreciate about him or doesn't get talked about enough is that for all that he dishes, Charles Barkley can take it just as well. You know, if an athlete can just dish, but anytime the tables are turned or the script is flipped on them and they get sensitive whenever we start poking and prodding at them, like, those are the kinds of athletes kind of look at and go, man, these guys are sensitive. But Charles Barkley, he's not like that. You know, he's had some pretty embarrassing moments in media. And every time it happens, he doesn't just, you know, not take it sensitively. He leans into it and says, hey, whatever, it happened. You know, you can't really humiliate me that way. And that's something that we really appreciate for him. Two that come to mind. One is 2011. I remember the ultimate NBA All-Star draft. He didn't know the rules. He took Allen Iverson number one overall over Michael Jordan, and they clowned him for the rest of the draft for it. He just took it like a champ. And then there was another time on TNT when he fell asleep on set, and they actually were watching him falling asleep the next day. The other guys were watching the next day, and, man, he just said, hey, look, I'm getting old, all right? I need my naps. So I appreciate Charles Barkley for his ability to take it as much as he can dish it.
And he is always honest. And thank you, David, for calling from L.A. No, he's honest. Honesty is the best policy. Like, people who stick around a long time in what they do, typically, they're themselves. Like, the best thing that you can be in any line of work is you. You learn, you pay attention to what's going on around you, but you have to be authentic to you. Charles Barkley ain't out here acting. He's not playing. He ain't no gimmick. He's not being a gimmick. He's being himself. If you followed and remember watching his basketball career and some of his issues on and off the court, it follows in line. It's amazing to see what he's done. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know what? A matter of fact, next hour, I want to play a clip of an interaction that I had with Charles Barkley. And this must have been, I don't know, 15 years ago. He decided to clown me, and I had to just go, man, just give me a break here. We'll play that for you next hour. 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, I've had some public give and takes with Charles Barkley too. Steve from Chicago, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going? I like Tony Romo just because, and I know football pretty well, but that guy teaches you what's going on behind the scenes. He might not be a lot of flash or whatever, but I like how he analyzes plays and explains it to the fans.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he is good. There's a lot of times that he's come under fire and scrutiny. There's times where Tony Romo, and thank you, Steve, for calling from Chicago. There's times where Tony Romo is getting all the plays right. They're like, oh, my God, he predicted the future. He's such a great QB, and he's giving us the insight. And there's other times where they're just like, all right, Tony, you're doing too much. Pipe down just a little bit. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let me tell you this. Before we get to any more calls here, there's an NFL athlete, hasn't even played a game in the league. He just announced about 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, he just had a kid. He also just got married. That man is Travis Hunter. What can't he do? He could play offense. He could play defense. He could win the Heisman. He got married. Now he had a baby. I can't even call it a secret baby. Because this dude got married this offseason. And then him and his wife, excuse me for the woman's name, Lanai. I just had a name in front of me. I'm over here butchering it. Leanna Lanai. They just revealed that they had a baby. Not that she's pregnant, that they had a baby. Like, in the world of 2025, I mean, you can't keep anything a secret. You can't keep anything quiet. Travis Hunter just says, my baby's here. All right, well, what are we going to do? He can make a baby. He can play offense. He can play defense. Let's see if he can last the entire season. This is what they revealed. It's 2025. You know why this needs to be public? I don't know. Maybe it needed to be. This is what they posted on their YouTube channel.
There's the baby.
We're about to leave for Green Bay. Say hi to the baby. We're going to find out where daddy's going to be.
And where you going to grow up.
And where you're going to be born.
You're going to do girl, baby. See, and then you're going to come up and you're going to be like me and you're going to get dropped into Jacksonville.
Do you have a message for the baby?
Got to be better than me.
Oh wow. Damn. Man, you got to put everything on social media, I guess. I don't know. At the same time, how old is he? Let me see his age. He's 22 years old. I'm not putting my life on social media. I built up a career on social media. I get it. If you can make money, then go ahead and do it. Okay? That's why I did it. It's a different thought process. Part of it is the celebrity thought process. If I was Travis Hunter, I'd just be like, it'd just come up one day. Oh, you got a kid? Yeah, I got a kid. Why'd you keep it? There's no secret, but maybe they feel that let's just put it out there, no harm. But I just think, whatever. Keep your marriage private. Good luck to Travis Hunter, his wife, and his baby. They have certainly been criticized a lot and enough. Hopefully they could raise their family in peace. I wish nothing but the best for him. Congratulations, Travis Hunter. Hasn't even played a game, got a baby. Good for him. With his wife, mind you. Good for him. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the best athletes in sports media today. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.